David Hampshire, a historian, author, journalist, and longtime resident, will be signing copies of the books at the Park City Museum's Education and Collection Center on Sidewinder Drive in Prospector. The gathering will run from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Hampshire told us the story began with a donation to the museum over 30 years ago.
Back in the mid-1980s, the museum was approached by Thelma Uriarte, who is the daughter of Pop Jenks. And unknown to us, she had a trunk in her house with about 600 negatives and prints of his that he had taken over the years between about 1913 and 1970. And she offered to donate those to the museum. And that led to an exhibit of photographs. You may remember that at the Kimball Art Center in the fall of 1987. And shortly after that, we published a modest book of his photographs.
Museum Director Sandra Morrison said the last copy of that book sold in 2007. With her encouragement, Hampshire started to think about an updated volume.
And so Sandra has been on my case ever since about doing an update of the book. And we finally, with the help of Stacy Domalski, managed to put together a remake of that book. It's actually has a lot of new information and new photographs in it as well.
All right, so it's not just a picture book. It's a history book.
Yes, okay. Yeah. But the emphasis is obviously on Pop Jenks photos. You know, he's the star of the show here, and I wrote a new biography. And then new captions for the photos. Some of the photos were in the original book, but there are a lot of them that were not.
He said the man originally known as Joseph Edward Jenkins began his long life in Park City almost accidentally.
He was a traveling photographer who ran into a guy in Provo sometime in 1912. Pop was in Provo taking photos of mothers and their children kind of thing. He'd go house to house. And this guy told him, he said, you know, we could use a guy like you up in Park City. And so he took the train up here, and he arrived here in January of 1913. And he tells a story that he had a dollar and a quarter in his pocket, which wasn't enough money to take the train back out of town. And so he said, basically, I stayed here for the next 57 years after that.
He opened his first studio in 1917 at the bottom of Main Street near what is now the Park Hotel.
Managed to limp along, and he started selling other things to help supplement his income. He sold phonographs and then radios and then fishing tackle and all kinds of other stuff. And he finally settled in a storefront location, which still stands today, just below Cafe Terrigo, and I believe it's Park City Jewelry that's
yes.
In there, Park City Jewelers. That building still stands, and he was in there by about 1925, and that was his studio and his storefront from then on.
He later opened another location near what is now Squatters at the intersection of Highways 224 and 248. Reportedly, his wife shortened his name to Jentz, and he became known as Pop because of his prematurely gray hair. Hampshire said he was never a journalist. He was a commercial photographer.
He took a lot of photos of sports teams, basketball, football, baseball, and the band. A lot of the Park City had a great band at that time. Well, they still do. And so he took a lot of those on Main Street, of the band marching up Main Street. Most of the parades went up Main Street at that time. And so there was just a mass of photos. And the quality on these is just remarkable because he used large format camera. And some of these are negatives. The negatives are as big as 8 by 10 inches. And so you just get stunning detail in some of these photographs. I mean, he was a master at what he did.
Author David Hampshire. The volumes, costing $24.95, will be available at the event and later at the Park City Museum on Main Street. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.